USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says a Taliban failure may have led to the deadly terrorist attack. 13 troops died and 18 were wounded in an ISIS-K terrorist attack yesterday near the Kabul airport. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was pressed on how the bombers got past Taliban checkpoints and if they may have been complicit.
Actually, I didn't hear General McKenzie put it that way, Jen. In fact, I think in one of the questions he got, and I think it was Idris's, you know, he said, Idris asked, was there a failure? And the general said, of course, there was a failure somewhere, obviously. And he even alluded to the fact that it could have been at a Taliban checkpoint. So we've not been certain about that.
Tropical storm Ida is expected to make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast this weekend, affecting parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
State and local leaders in Louisiana are warning residents to leave low-lying areas and complete major storm preparations as Hurricane Ida makes its way toward the Gulf Coast. Weather forecasters are predicting the storm could lash the region with wind speeds above 110 miles per hour and soaking rains, which could cause widespread flooding. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell tells residents that no effort is being spared to ensure the safety of residents.
We do have a major storm heading our way. We are activating every single resource at our disposal so that we are prepared to respond. You know, we plan for this all year long. We plan for this.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declaring a state of emergency already. The storm also expected to hit parts of Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
On Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki held her briefing where she discusses the increase in the amount of people receiving COVID-19 vaccinations in August.
So far in August, we have gotten 12.5 million first shots into arms. That's already 2 million more first shots than in all of July, with several days still left to go to add to that total.
Just over 61% of the U.S. population has received at least one shot, and nearly 52% is fully vaccinated. A former national security assistant to former Vice President Dick Cheney is no plan of the Biden administration's actions in Afghanistan.
As the Pentagon is drawing up plans to retaliate against ISIS-K and those responsible for killing 13 U.S. military personnel and nearly 100 Afghans via suicide bombs Thursday in Kabul, former National Security Advisor John Hanna tells Fox News the planning by President Biden is a disaster and what led to the carnage.
It is entirely true that the way this evacuation has been conducted is entirely reckless. When you depend on terrorists who use suicide bombers to protect your forces from other terrorists who use suicide bombers, and it is entirely traceable to the president's reckless plan for getting out of Afghanistan.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.